Chopin is the music of choice for today's dance class at the Governor's School in Greenville, where Irina Ushakova teaches ballet and point. A native of Russia, Irina says she's definitely different from most American teachers.
Maybe sometimes they think that I'm not nice, but I am nice. I just want to give them everything, my passion and my experience. And maybe sometimes it sounds little like I'm raising my voice and I'm not smiling, but they have to get used to me first.
Irina's teaching style is influenced by her strict training in Russia at the Perm State Ballet School. She says it wasn't easy to get in.
I was not accepted when I was 10. I was not accepted when I was 12. But when I was 15, the school came with the concert to my city. It was like a private audition for me, and they decided to take me on conditional basis for 1 month.
After 3 weeks, she was fully accepted.
That was the happiest day of my life, you know. And my parents didn't have home phone at that time, you know. So I had to go to the post office and send them a telegram, you know.
In 1983, Irina graduated with honors, one of the best in her class, and began her career as a professional ballerina in a Russian company at only age 18. After several years, she came to dance in America. But she says her experience in Russia was invaluable.
Here in the U.S., it's a little bit different. It's very intense. Maybe you only have 3 weeks to prepare the whole performance. Nobody works with you on the details. In Russia, you can spend the whole year to prepare Giselle or Odette or Juliet. Here, you do it or you don't do it if you can't. All that my experience helped me because I danced. I danced a lot of ballets, and it stays with me.
Irina planned to stay for less than a year, but almost three decades later, she now calls Greenville home, where she works at the Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities. She teaches some of the best dancers in the state, but one young dancer has gotten the education of a lifetime with Irina. Her daughter, Katya Nachayeva, says she's been following in her mother's footsteps for as long as she can remember.
I would spend days just putting in cassette tapes of my mom, like, performing, just dancing to it.
Irina says dancing may be in her daughter's blood, but it still surprised her when Katya asked to move to Russia as a teenager to study ballet.
We were in Russia at that time, and I was talking to my colleagues who used to be in perm school. And Katya, my daughter, she got interested in the conversation, and she had this idea fixed.
Like her mother, Katya was accepted to Perm State Ballet School at a later age than most, but this year she graduated one of the best dancers in her class. Katya says she now has an even greater admiration for her mother.
She always told me it was tough to study in Russia, and I understood that it was tough, but actually being there, it's incredibly tough and it takes adjustments, so it really does make me respect her, especially how far she's come.
Irina also has seen her daughter change after years of hard work in school.
It was hard. She was crying every day her first year. Of course, she became stronger, just stronger, her character, her mentality.
In a parallel of her mother's journey, Katya plans to stay in Russia to build the foundation for her career.
I don't know about long term. I definitely want to spend a good few years there to get more experience. And then I don't know. I'd love to dance in Europe or come back to America. So I don't know. I'll just see what happens.
In just a few weeks, Katya will begin dancing with the Moscow Classical Ballet Company. This piece can also be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org and was produced by Haley Kellner. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.